Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 10th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the squabbles in the opposition movement for democratic change formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Ukuxotshwa kukababa uMaguma kumnike ephathini bekungekho emthethweni, awuhambanga kuhle. Bekufuze ukuthi abantu abaku-National Council bavote kuphume itsheka eliyi-2/3 lesithi uMaguma kasaspendi abe sesaspendwa kuphansi.
Ndinoona ukuthi zviri kunongedza kuti pane kupesana kurimo muMDC. Havachatauri mutauro umwe chete, vane mitauro inenge miviri yokuti vamwe vari kumira naMaguma, vamwe vari kumira naTsvangirai.
What we know is that this is a document that has been written in competition to many documents that are meant to denigrate our president Tsvangirai. There is absolutely no logic in that document. It's 8 pages long, and the moment you write a legal argument which is 8 pages long, we say that you are losing the case.
The values of solidarity, humble and obedient leadership, justice, democracy. Article 4 of our constitution describes the character of our party. We are a party that believes in equality. We are a party that believes in freedom of speech. We are a party that doesn't believe in factions. Most importantly, we are a party that believes in the substance of democracy. Regrettably, the events that took place at Harvest House do not measure up to the values of our party, nor do they measure up to legalism, that is to say, strict compliance with our constitution, the rules of natural justice, and of course, the rule of law.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the friction in the opposition movement for democratic change.
The trading of pubs in the MDC continues, with senior officials taking to the social media to castigate each other and leading political analysts to predict that another split is imminent.
Battle lines have been drawn between those backing the leader, Tsvangirai, and others backing Secretary General Tendai Biti. Some analysts are warning that the party is committing political suicide. Gibbs,
what do you think about these issues in the MTCT? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kuyakhanjwa foit.
Wonguka amadzadiwa, Gibbs, nasi muchirongwa chedu tira kuti tinge tichitarisa mapisha-pisha batamurefu batamupfupi iri kuitika mubato reMDCT. Vamwe vachiti vari kumira navamaNgoma, vakaita savabiti vanhu vamunyori mukuru webato. Vamwewo vachiti vari kumira navatsvangirai. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vamaNgoma vakambonzi vamire kuva nhengo yebato kusvika nyaya yavo yatongwa vachipomerwa mhosva yekuzvidzadare. Pane mhosvawo yekunzi havana kufambisa mari zvakanaka nezvimwewo zvakadaro-daro, asi gweta ravo rinotiro, aiwa, vamaNgoma vaakungoponderwa musaga sakitsi vasinavo mhosva yavainayo. Ndimuvigo moyo usina mhaka. Saka toda kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti muri kuti kudii nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muMTCT. Gibbs,
iye kunjalo isaribuyerera pelu dabalo Blessing. Siyakumbula kuti sike saluti kapukapu nje olwesihlanu abantu abanenge babuya saxoxa lapho kuti kambe balibona njani. Sesiphinda njalo ke lamhlanje suri kwandaba lapha lo Blessing ukuthi sibuyele njalo kuMTC lapho ukuthi sizwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. Simzile upromise mkwaranzene ku-Youth League, Youth Assembly, Secretary General, sithi hayi lokho nakwenzakale ngale akukuhle even lo mnumzana ubidi la uthi kakuhle so sifuna ukuzwa ngabantu ukuthi abantu badini uzulu phela nguye okhulumayo phela makakhuluma lapha bakhulume ngale kodwa abantu bale balakhona bafuna ukukhuluma phela so ke zulu kandaba nansi inombolo 001-202-619-2077 lingasithumezela njalo i-text message ku 1-202-465-0318
yeah. Of course, as usual in such fights, we don't take sides, but we provide a platform for both parties to air their views. And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. And our first guest is none other than Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, who is the Youth Assembly Secretary General. Of course, Mr. Mkwananzi today wrote a letter detailing what he's saying is the state of the party. And Mr. Mkwananzi is, of course, disgruntled by the happenings in the party. Mr. Mkwananzi, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for joining us. And we hope to be joined shortly by Mr. Obet Gutu, a former senator, and is the MDC provincial spokesperson for Harare. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Mkwananzi, thank you for joining us. We have been talking to you, and you have explained your side. But then the thing is, one question, when is the party splitting?
Yes.
When is the next split?
No, the party is not. Let me correct something.
I think yes, go ahead.
The media is becoming excited and sensationalizing issues, which is not very helpful. I would urge the media to act responsibly and to carry out constructive coverage so that we do not digress from the real issues. So the split of the party is not in anyone's interest, and it would be very surprising to learn that there is anybody in his right frame of mind who would like the MDC to split. That would make my heart bleed. And indeed, millions of the patriotic Zimbabweans that aspire to see the transformation of their lives in this country.
But looking at the social media trends that are going on right now, is MDC versus MDC and the information that is being posted out there is not too good for your party, perhaps. And people are saying, okay, this party is about to split. That's where the question is.
Yes, it's very regrettable that such information should be in the public domain when it should be actually being discussed within the structures of the party. But that is what happens when you stifle internal democracy. Naturally, the system becomes saturated and people begin to express themselves outside of the system. And that is on its own an indictment on the part of the leadership that we have failed to sustain a robust internal democracy that allows the people to air their views, that allows divergent views to reconcile themselves within a system of the MDC. As I said earlier on when I spoke to you, the MDC originally was a big church of divergent views. And the constitution was primarily designed to ensure the accommodation and reconciliation of those with divergent and competing interests in the MDC. And I can assure you that if the leadership of the party would allow the internal democratic systems and procedures to function, we would not be talking to you right now. We would be dealing with our differences within the internal platforms of the party.
Thank you, Mr. Mkwananzi. And I think we now have Mr. Obet Gutu. Mr. Obet Gutu, of course, is a former senator and is also the party spokesperson for Harare Province. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gutu. Now, Mr. Gutu, it appears the friction within the party is continuing, and the leader, Mr. Tsvangirai, seemed to have said over the weekend that he is the leader, and those who cannot follow should simply go their separate ways. What is happening?
Really much ado about nothing, blessing. The situation is that the MDC has got a constitution, and all members of the MDC are obviously expected to be familiar with the provisions of the MDC constitution. And at no point in time has the leader of the NDC, Morgan Tsvangirai, ever said that there should be no debate about any issues that are pertinent to the party, including but not limited to the issue of leadership renewal, or whatever some people might choose to call it. That said, what one has to do if you are an honest, bona fide, and genuine member of the Movement for Democratic Change is to, first of all, familiarize yourself with the terms and conditions, or rather with all the provisions of the Constitution. To the extent that the debate about any technical issue has to be regulated in terms of the provisions of the NDC Constitution, there is nothing untoward about that. But everything, like any other voluntary association, be it a burial society, be it a private limited company, or whatever you choose to call it, there are certain rules and regulations that bona fide members of such an association have to abide by. It cannot be anyone doing whatever they want, where they want, and when they want. Otherwise, there will be total and absolute anarchy. At no point in time, let me reiterate for the benefit of the listeners, has there been any flashing of any form of debate in the NDC. And all those members who have made those allegations to say that Morgan Tsvangirai or any other leader for that matter has flashed legitimate and constitutional debate on any pertinent issue, obviously, would be driven by other motives that are sinister, other motives that are not bona fide, other motives that are not aimed at consolidating and or advancing the interests of the NDP.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu, and we are also being joined by our guest, Mr. Begezela Maduma, who is a political analyst. Mr. Maduma, good evening.
Thank
you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can...
Mr. Maduma, it seems as if there are serious problems in the MTC. I think you've been following this issue and, you know, it has gone to the social media and all those kind of other media. So at the end of the day, where is this party going?
The issue of the NDCT is a huge regret. I will take it and say, for instance, I'm not going to say independent. I will say we as opposition we must start looking at the issues in the NDCT holistically and ask ourselves, is this really what the country needs when we look at an alternative for to ZANU-PF? As was started way back in 1999. If we isolate the problems in the NDCT and think they will remain only in the NDCT, we will lose focus completely in the whole opposition atmosphere in the country. I'll take it that it's now calling for a time when the opposition needs to come together and really think about what they want to do. Because if we let things continue as they are, most likely going to be another split, and that will be a third or a fourth split in the opposition. When we go on again, we'll have a 51. Will we ever bring change to the country that people are hoping for if we allow things to go in that way? For now, I think that's what really needs to be done. The problems in the NDCT are not peculiar to NDCT only, but they need to be taken by the whole opposition movement collectively and addressed at once.
Let's come back to you, Mr. Mkhwananzi, and say, what is your take on the remarks by Mr. Tsvangirai over the weekend that those who are not interested in his leadership must as well leave the party?
Those who are not interested in the leadership of Morgan Tsvangirai are not in the party.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I'll say. Also, we are in the party primarily because we are interested in the confidence in the leadership of Morgan Tsvangirai.
Mm-hmm.
is very right that we are in this party voluntary, and therefore people must not question the MDC-ness of others, because no one was invited to the MDC. We all came there out of conviction and then always believed that the MDC was the only vehicle that was capable to the change which the people of Zimbabwe aspired for. And we still remain on that position, that the MDC needs to correct a few things to ensure that we get to the to the final destination, which is the democratic change that the people of Zimbabwe seek. What I think at the moment is that the MDC should actually be coaching other democratic formations and having dialogue and discussions with them to see whether we can create a grand coalition to deal with ZANU-PF and once and for all. If you take a random sample survey across Southern Africa and in Africa in general, you will notice that the majority of movements that have been successful in upstaging liberation movements have been grand coalition. And there is no alternative to that. Wongen Tsvangirai, the president of the MDC, must be courting various formations, small as they may be. If you look at the 2008 election, they will show you that those small formations effectively blocked the MDC from governing this country. If, for example, you take the vote that Simba Makoni got, the vote that Washington Nwe got, and put them together under one coalition, which was led by the MDC, the MDC would be governed by today. So that is the perspective, that is the bigger picture which we want to see from the MDC leadership, not just Mr. Mogen Tsvangirai, but the general of the MDC leadership must be in the mode of leading the nation. It is the MDC, the largest movement, opposition movement in Zimbabwe, and it must provide leadership. And the provision of that leadership is to ensure that they court and attract the smaller democratic formations that are fighting to upstage ZANU-PF, and secondly, to come up with sound policies. The war, as we go forward from 2013, what we have seen is that ZANU-PF is not going to be using violence anymore. They are going to devise sophisticated strategies to outwit and outsmart the opposition. And the time has now come for the MDC to sit down, to sober up, and come up with an alternative policy discourse that's active to the people of this country. And the alternative policy discourse must be rooted in the economics, because that is the primary concern of the generality of the people of our country. They want to see food on their table. They want to see their children going to school. They want to see water coming out of the taps. They want to see electricity. The basic necessities of every individual must be the primary concern of and other democratic formations of this country.
Mr. Mkwananzi, thank you. We'll come back to you. Please do stay on the line. Regarding Mbotora Mtereri wedu kutanga. Vamuziwi makadi.
Inofara makadi zenyu.
Aiwa, tiripoti pe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ane pfungwa yanga ndinongoona ndekuti vakuru vaviri ava vabiti ava na vamangoma vanonokerwa chete nekuda kutungamira. Saka ivo zvavo vangapedze nguva vachitenderera dei vangokurumidzawo kuita zvavanofunga. Iyi MDC yakatamburira yakagurigwa hama dzedu maoko iyi yangosara yakamira nekuti zvinhu zvavari kuita zvekuratidza kuti vakazvironga kare asi sekubuda napo panga pasina. Saka mukana wedei vangoushandisa vana mukwananzo vanhu vangoshandiswawo zvavo ngonzi iwewedei wadai asi zvavo zvano vasina. Saka dei vangobuda vaona kukundikana kwavo zvavo musangano wasara wakamira.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamuzivi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvinofara zvikuru.
Of course, we encourage our listeners to take advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter. You can also email us, studio7@voanews.com. And now we want to just share with you what we have on Facebook and WhatsApp. First, on WhatsApp, we begin with Tapiwa, who writes, another sad chapter in our politics in Zimbabwe. Then we have Moyo, who writes, Mangoma and Piti both agreed together with the majority of this nation that the elections were stolen. They seem to forget so easily. And George says, that is not fair. We must have a voice in the party than threatening people who say out their thoughts. Baba Chenidza says, even himself, BT can go. We don't mind. If a resolution was passed, let them give us enough respect by respecting the highest organ of the best party in Zimbabwe. Save Chete. Then we have Ezekiel, who says, in Zimbabwe, truly there is no fair election since 1980. So Zimbabwe still continues to move in difficulties till the Lord fills all members with peace, harmony, truth, and equality. Then Ashford says, BT is very intelligent academically, but foolish politically. Joe says, I also agree with BT's argument. In a party which preaches democracy, I can't see the reason of Mangoma's suspension. Moreover, in a democratic society, everybody should have free expression and speech. Romeo says, BT should resign and form his party. Gibson says, generally, this was not the time for infighting as people are pressing forward for a change. Ignatius writes, it is not good how they claim democracy while they punish their own for not supporting what they want whilst pointing guns on ZANU-PF. It's insane. SM says, we are tired of Morgan. He has destroyed MDC and will never be the same again like before 2005. Gibbs.
And on Facebook, Blessing, we've got several messages too. We've got Shishma who writes, betrayal is an issue here. Then we've got Absalom who writes, Tswangison, I think he's referring to Mr. Tswangirai. Tswangison must resign. Then we have Oscar who writes, I think it was too early to suspend Mangoma. Spencer says, these people want to crack my head, manje. They want Mr. Tswangirai to step down unconstitutionally. Why rush while 2016 is coming? And people will vote for the whole team renewal, not Tswangirai only, but including them. Then we've got Trimo who writes, MTCT should sit down and solve the problem of their different views. The disorder that is in the party now can lead to a very, very big split. Then David Mas writes, let them go. They have betrayed the struggle. What on earth to sympathize with ZANU-PF? No. Then Kennedy says, these guys must learn a lesson from Mutambara and them. The MTC is a people's project. So I'll stop there at the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Do we now have Mr. Gutu, because we're having problems with his phone, unfortunately? No, we have lost Mr. Gutu, and we have also lost Mr. Mkwananzi. I don't know what's happening, and we'll continue to try to call them. But we also have Mr. Maduma still on the line. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Maduma, what is your take on what the listeners are saying?
Yeah, thanks, Christian. I hear what they're saying. The problem is that we are talking to people that have factions. Mm-hmm. That is, look like they've chosen sides, taken sides in the whole issue. I think the panel is post the letter that he wrote. He did a lot of very vital points, which I think that if the NDCP was serious about going on as a party, some of those things need to be looked at and attended to. You go back to Mangoma's original letter. Instead of those very pertinent questions, that if the NDCP was serious about going on forward as a party, they should have tried to answer those five questions, unlike going out in the media and fighting over the issues that necessarily need to be answered. They tried to answer those five questions they had seen to the end. When I come back to one of the speech, I was in 1999
when Mr. Maduma, I think your line is bad. We must. I think we have to try and call you back because we can barely hear you. We have to call back. We have to try and call you back. I think Gibbs. Let's just go to WhatsApp and Facebook and see what else people are saying, and we'll just. Try and call our guests. We are having technical problems, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the problems in the movement for democratic change. And the problems, of course, started when the party's deputy treasurer, Elton Mangoma, wrote a letter to the leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, urging him to step down. Mangoma was citing many problems that actually prompted him to write that letter. And there was a meeting of all the parties National chairman, and Mr. Mangoma alleges that he was attacked at Harvest House, which is the party headquarters. And after that, of course, some MDC youths were arrested. And we understand they've now since been released on bail. And the National Council of the party was to meet last week on Friday, and it suspended Mr. Mangoma pending disciplinary action. And they are saying that about three independent lawyers will be sitting to determine Mangoma's fate. But soon after that meeting, of course, the party secretary general, Tendai Biti, said the suspension was null and void because it did not follow the party's constitution. And today, the youth secretary general, Promise Mkwananzi, also wrote a letter raising serious concern with the manner in which the Mangoma issue was handled, and also some issues that he says do not show that the party is indeed democratic. Gibbs.
Let's see what we have on Facebook, Blessing. We've got several messages that are coming in. In fact, we had a lot of messages that came today. So we've got Wilson Pamare, who says, "That's why I never supported MTC. Now their masters want Tsvangirai out. Tsvangirai should just resign for the interest of the party, since the heavyweights opposing him are supported by their masters financially." Then we've got Mtokozisi Inkomo, who writes, "Tsvangirai must do the honorable thing and hand over the baton to somebody else. Why wait for the Congress? You can't suspend somebody just because he differs with you. What is democracy?"
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Gert Moore, who writes, "These educated people want to push Tsvangirai out of power." And then we've got Musa Piri, who writes, "As much as I don't support the split, people should respect the constitution and wait for the right time and right platforms to air their ideas by way of voting. We have to support the leadership that is there, Tsvangirai and them included, till 2016.
Regaiti Tore Mwemterera Parunare, Mkoma Philip Magadi. Ngiyaphila. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjani kula ngapho ke mnumzana Philip, lapho khona ungapi khona lapho?
Ngikubulawa
yena ngoku kithi wonke kodwa lapho tu. Ah, usika kukhohlwa manje. Ah, siyakuzwa sibili ukuthi usakhona. Kunjani kontutu? Kunjani kontutu?
I'm great, baba, bidai kora
ngoku. Hayi, no speedile sibili.
Yeah. Lapho baba kithi.
Ah, kutsho baba.
Lapho matuta singa tena namanga.
Yeah.
Iqiniso yilelo ukuthi abantu abanga umuthi vele esigqokisa isivu sisikhumba sengwe okwenziwe ngubiti egqokisa uMangoma kusegcekeni uTsvangirai namhla sokungathi uviolence uWelshman ayame ephathini yabo laphana abantu kuphuma emaphetheni ukuthi uWelshman iviolence idictate ukuhambe eHarare uWelshman waphuma kuTsvangirai wathi uTsvangirai idictate khathazo laba umkhwenazi wathi uTsvangirai idictate. Athi ubithi nje wade khona ku-National Council nge-Friday. Indaba engakhulumanga i-constitution yepharty ekhona pho kuphathi ekhuluma ukuthi hayi chairman urongo kumele siyevota waphuma wahamba. So uTsvangirai udictator kwakhe kungaphi khonapho?
Ye, kodwa ubona ngazane kuyiwa ngaphi khonapho mnumzane?
Hayi, iphathi iqinile, iphathi iqinile esinayo, iphathi siyibambile. Loku kunye loku kuthiwa kungathi siqeqeda vele akusukuthi okwawelsh okwalidi into encane leyo, into yakudala. Utsvangirai yindoda lesibindi le. Abanowele ngumuntu ongalasibindi uTsvangirai abantu bithi dala wahamba, but wamekela seziphumela egcekeni khathesi. So thina sivele sizihlalele siyakwazi iphathi lapho eyakhona.
Singakebamba khonapho
bafuna ukugijima izinto zokudlala amandlwana.
Ye, bamba khonapho mnumzana, siyabuya kuye.
I understand Mr. Gutu is back, but Mr. Gutu, please do stay on the line. I'm sorry we are having technical problems with our phones, but please do stay on the line. And of course, we just want to take this opportunity to say good night to our radio listeners. But as you know by now, we are actually live on the internet. Just go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We are streaming live and saying good night to our...